Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We're joined today by David Bramhill, Executive Chairman of Union Jack UGO on the AIM listed market in London. David, are you okay?
Yeah, morning. How are you, Alex?
I'm quite good. The last time we spoke, you said you were always on the lookout for another asset, yeah. And today you've delivered.
I was itching to tell you. Okay.
You haven't messed about today, have you?
No, it's a little bit different, isn't it? Very pleased with this deal. It's taken us 18 months to actually get in the bag. It's been a big catch for us. Lots of negotiation, and after all this time, we finally got there. Thanks to Graham Ball, our geological guy, but I say we pay him to look for these things, and he's pretty done a good job here.
What brought it on your radar? What flagged it for you?
Always looking, Graham's always looking every. He's a geoholic, and he's always looking for projects for us and things where we can possibly do something, make some money out of it for shareholders. And seems the planets have lined up on this one. I think we deserve it. We deserve it, though. Had a lot, a few disappointments, over the year. Then you've had seriously bad oil price, which now we're looking at $85 a barrel today, just over.
Yeah, it's bad.
Wow. Hey, and it makes, as I mentioned earlier to somebody, it's going to make a lot of companies look at their portfolio, and I bet there's a few cupboards being opened today and saying, "Oh, let's take another look at this." Didn't make money at 35, 40, but 80. This is a start of stormer, you know?
Yeah, I agree. So you're doing proposed farming? On the West Newton gas discovery. It's near Humberside, it's onshore as well.
It's onshore. It's an extension of an offshore. It's the Southern Zechstein Basin. And if you look at the presentation, you'll see it goes right over as far as England. Which is great. It's a big, big prospect.
You're looking at drilling that in the first quarter of 2019?
That's a raffling plan, yeah. No reason, it's due already. Planning's in place. We're looking forward. It's already a discovery. Instant value to the company. It's 188 BCF.
What's the cons rate then? What's the strike rate for it?
Right. Geologically, 100%. But you've got to mix in the commercial success as well. And that brings it down to a very healthy 60%, much better than evens, because you never know with anything. Like I always say, you know me from old. There's always risk, and the risk of this has been calculated at 60% geological. It's already a discovery, but it's already a competent person's report on it. But you never ever know.
It's a big one as well, because it's one of the largest onshore licenses within the UK.
I would have liked to have said it's the largest, but I'm not sure. Like, I don't know about which farm, which is partly offshore anyway. But it's certainly got some size about it, and a lot of scalability.
So it's got to be like you say, which farm? It's got to be there or thereabouts, hasn't it?
Yeah, not in resource. No, not in resource, but size maybe. Now, which farm is one of those things from. You'll never ever see again onshore UK.
Yeah, it's said. Well, I wouldn't say it's declining, but it's changed ownership a lot.
Still making a lot of money.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, this deal today for you has got to be transformational, and also you're alongside Humber
again, which is great. Yeah, that relationship's working out really, really nicely for both parties.
Yeah, a lot of people don't really know a lot about them, do they? Humber Oil and Gas.
No, they will.
Are they a private company or...?
Private company, yeah. Formed, yeah. Like, it's a lovely story. They're lovely people that run the company. And it all started from 7% interest in equity in the company. And we got together as majors like to meet the board and all this sort of thing. We got on like a house on fire. And they became keeper and poacher. They're in on quite a few of our projects now. This one... Biscuithorpe, Wrestle. So, our fortunes are their fortunes. So we're in this together. And the nice thing is, if probably read anyway, they had 13% of the share capital of Union Jack. They've actually taken 15% of the enlarged share capital. So they're creeping up there.
So they've obviously took, they've gone in the today's place and the fundraise, which is oversubscribed because...
That's right, well oversubscribed, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you were going for 1.5 million and you've ended up with 2.2 million. So you've gone over the book. So there's a lot of interest in this.
There's been terrific interest in this, and you'll probably see that we managed to do it at mid-price, which is a highly unusual for a speculative company nowadays. I haven't seen this for a long, long time.
I think it's the asset, Dave. The assets you've done a placement, but you've actually bought this asset.
We like to do that.
It's big.
It's terrible when people would know from old, and especially you, Alex. When we do a placing, it's terrible when you say we've raised $1 million for working cap and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
I always like to introduce something with it where people can see, well, hang on a minute, this isn't just work, this is a project that has been paid for. And the nice thing about this, we've immediately added a serious, millions and millions of pounds to our net worth by the contingent resource, which, was a CPR. Once that, assuming that the appraisal well works and this becomes development, and that contingent resource goes into a reserve. Terrific. What value that is.
Especially you look at the RNS and you look at the background information on it. The West Newton A1 gas discovery well was drilled and logged in 2014.
That's correct.
So you've already got a good indication. I've got the figures in the RNS here. I won't read them out because people can obviously see them themselves.
Yeah.
But it's commercial.
It'd be commercial on the appraisal.
Sorry, yeah, on the appraisal, but looking at what they achieved in the past.
It's a great discovery. Need to appraise that discovery now with this new well. And if that works, then hopefully, yes. No reason why it shouldn't be.
Because I've got the figures in front of me, and these, you know all the bulletin points because you guys have been working on this, like you say, for up to 18 months.
Yeah.
You've got some figures on this RNS today, which are just unbelievable.
I know.
Unreal.
It took us, I can honestly put my hand on my heart and say, but apart from my geologist, we also employ three quality companies to look at seismic, hydrology, you name it.
Yeah.
And we've effectively asked them to destroy this project. That's what they get paid to do. Because we don't want to buy anything which has got, everything has got flaws. But I have to say to you, this project, they couldn't hurt it. They're being paid to do that in the nicest way. You can see where I'm coming from.
Yeah, they've got to crunch the numbers and get the data for you.
Yeah. So, no, it's a nice deal for everybody all around.
You've got the best estimate contingency resources of 189 BSF of gas equivalent.
Yeah.
Or 31.5 million barrels of oil equivalent gross on the competent persons report. And then you can go on to, you've got attractive acquisition metrics of less than, it's in US dollars, a 30 cents per barrel of oil equivalent for the gas discovery alone.
Yeah.
You've got, I don't know. You think
I know.
Will the markets pick up on this?
Oh, I don't know. In time, they have to. I think that the markets do like to see pound, shilling and pence coming in.
Or do you think the step back and the wait until you actually put the drill bit into the floor in 2019? That's a good question for you, Dave.
I'm not sure. From experience, it's added value. All I'm up to, it doesn't do a lot of good to look at the share price every day. But if you actually analyse the company, anyone, and I don't think the market is very, very quick to just pile in. They like to go away, do all their own research, do some calculations, and just with the contingent resource, which is immediately added today to our inventory, it's 5 million barrels of oil equivalent. And if you take the value of that, which is about $7, you work it out yourself. That's a lot of added value to our company in one deal. So no, it's fine. It'll take a bit of time. We need some cash flow. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
And as you know, we've got the Wrestle discovery. We're going to be spudding Biscafort this year, between 14 and 42 million barrels. let's stick to the 14 for the time being. Lots of great news flow.
When do you think that is then? Do you think the site will be ready in November? You'll be drilling December maybe this year?
That's a plan. There's no reason why should we waited a long time for this. And as Egdon and we and the partners have indicated, we're practically ready to roll on this one.
So, like you say, you're going into the winter in the last quarter of 2018. You'll be drilling. Then you go into 2019. You'll be drilling again on this
Yeah,
new
remind
project.
me. I say, why do these things never happen in the summer? You can imagine me freezing me watches off up in northern England. God, what a thought, eh? It was snow,
It's
but it
grim
got
up north,
cold,
you know,
rain.
Div. It's grim up
I
north.
get very cold.
I've got to touch on as well as Joseph O'Farrell and
Yes.
Raymond Godston intends to. You've got director subscriptions here as well. They're actually putting some money in the pot.
That's right. Don't. I'm going to stop you. I know what you're going to say. Why am I not in? And Graham,
No, I never
better
said.
sign off on the deal. We needed it. We needed a quorum.
Yeah, but you would have been, like you say, sometimes you guys have closed periods where you can't invest.
Well, of course we do, which is probably about 99% of the year.
Yeah, I've come across it a lot actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, it's I know we spoke before, we spoke in depth the last time, but you've got a lot of stuff going on, and this RNS today, I don't know, like I think for yous, I think as a company, this could change yous and going forward in 2019.
Oh, you don't like to think about it, really, but it could. Well, you
Yeah,
do
but
like to
it's
think
big,
about
isn't
it,
it?
but oh, yeah, of
It's a big
course it's
asset.
big. There's no question of that. So, very, very nice looking project. It's got everything going for it. Proximity to the markets. Like if you look at the presentation,
Yeah.
so there's a pipeline running across the prospect. Well, not the prospect, the discovery. So,
So you can basically tap in straight away if you discover.
it wouldn't take long. That's the idea. I know that the idea is would be to get in production ASAP, as with everything.
So you've basically got the infrastructure around you.
Loads of it.
Especially in that part of the world, as you know, Immingham and everything, you've got everything around there as well.
Oh yeah, we with my old company, Orquest, we had a nice gas discovery up there. God, too long ago to remember, but that was linked up within weeks. No, it's a nice spot, very, very industrialised, as we all know and everyone understands. And I think there's some great investment going in around that area now.
What would you say to shareholders today then about the company and what you're thinking for the next, say, 6 months?
Well, I obviously anyone knows I always say, look, there is risk. We're an oil company. I think it looks as if our day has come. Thank goodness. This is a great. Great project, and we've got some wells to drill, real proper wells with the ups and with terrific upside. We've got a modicum of production with Kennington and Fiskerton Airfield. We're at $85, make good money for us. So there's nothing not to like, to be honest with you.
I think Union Jack Oil might start getting on a few watch lists moving forward.
Very nice.
You deserve it as well. You've worked out. I've known you a while, and today's announcement, I think, definitely changes the landscape for Union Jack Oil.
I think they're good words, actually, Alex, because we obviously we feel the same. But I'm not going to be coming on spouting and over-egging the pudding. This is good. Of course, it is great, excellent. What else can I say?
Like you said as well there, the people who are listening to this today, they'll realise there's 18 months of hard work gone behind of what's being published today, and yet when you move forward into 2019, that's when the fun and games start.
I think you're right. Like I say, I'm not, you know me, I never, my promotional days went many years ago. No, of course, inside we're all as happy as we could be. This is terrific. And we've got, you know what partners we've got? We've got Egdon, Europa, Rathlin. What a team, eh?
You're keeping some good company, that's for sure.
Yeah, and can't discount Humber either. They're our commercial partner and things have certainly changed because without their interest, we maybe wouldn't have been able to afford to come in on some of these projects. So it works both ways, beneficial for everybody and shareholders.
And like I say as well, from the place and situation to go for that place and then you've managed to oversubscribe. So obviously when you've gone out and you've gone around the markets, they've actually looked at the assets, hence the reason you've oversubscribed, I think.
I'll be honest with you, Alex. We didn't see many people.
All right,
This is very, very, very tight, very sensitive, and very few people were approached, to be honest.
I know Humber's
You know,
took
it
action.
wasn't like, you know, hundreds of meetings and two weeks of roadshows and all that. A lot of like Humber were responsible for basically 25% of it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Directors list took 10, and we had a couple of major investors.
You're going to be quite tight then, yeah. It's going to be tight, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes, of course, it should be. You know, I think, you know, people invested in the project, probably not the company. Well, there would have been some of the company in their decision, but I think this project's nice. It was very light.
Well, hopefully the next time I talk to you, you'll be spudding November, December, and we'll be able to have a chat, or sooner maybe, hopefully.
That would be about the time. It's October now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievably. Yeah.
Yeah, I might see you on site one day.
Oh, it wouldn't.
With your scarf on and your dut.
Sorry?
With your scarf and dut on in
Without more
December.
than that, I was out there last year. It snowed. It was awful, horrendous.
Oh. Well, you live too far down south. That's what the problem
I'm a
is in
soft. I know. I'm a
Bournemouth.
big
That's what it is.
softy. Yeah.
I'm only joking. All right, Dave. Thanks very much for giving up your time today to talk to us. It's much
No, not at all.
appreciated.
Thank you for you. I'm pleased to be able to get the story out and discuss it with you all.
And like I say, on a serious note, hopefully we'll be talking to you sooner than later.
Hopefully.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.